All right. Now, honored to be joined by the owners of Bars and Rec MKE, Marlo and David Pointinger. Join us in the studio. I truly appreciate your time, especially taking out. I know you got a big night ahead of you, so taking time out of your day is truly appreciated. A quick note, I had Mike Ballot in right before you, who kind of runs all the Deer District operations. You guys know each other well.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit during the break about the Chris Kindle Market, which came to town a couple years ago, was a kind of a really quick 40-day activation right in the Deer District. It hasn't happened since then, but I know there's a lot of conversations happening between all the bars and restaurants in the area and the Bucks, and hopeful that comes back. Is that kind of your take, that you'd love to see another Chris Kindle Market in downtown?
We'd love to see another Chris Kindle Market, and not just downtown, but in Deer District. Right on that plaza would be perfect. It's really the heart of the community, and, you know, Milwaukee is German Fest. It's right. All of the things that would be just so awesome to have everybody come downtown and have the little huts and have the Glühwein and have all of that for holiday season. So let's do it.
The Deer District was practically designed for a Chris Kindle Market.
Perfect.
Yeah,
it's perfect.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of talks happening right now. It's not going to happen this season, but hopefully next season there'll be another big activation in downtown Milwaukee.
We're literally working on it right now. We're going to make it happen.
All right. I love that tease. You say it, and it's going to manifest itself, and it's going to happen. All right, so this is your first full Bucks season in your new space, which used to be
we're not going to say
Punch Bowl Social. You know,
you can say it. We're not going to say it.
I like the national to local scale that's happening in Deer District, and you know, a really good mix of national and locals. And you took over a former national spot and made it hyper local. How excited are you for your first full Bucks season in that
Bring
space?
It on. It cannot come soon enough. Tonight's the night. We did have Stevie Wonder last night, so that was a great time. But, you know, there's nothing like a Bucks game in Deer District. So our team is pumped. We're ready. We got the banners hung. Bring it on.
All right. So how have all the concerts and even the RNC to an extent been like a good pregame for you to see and get a sense of what a game day experience is for you?
Oh, man. Well, so we set a deadline for ourselves to get open in March of last year so that we could have that experience and be ready for this season. So it was really, really hard. Mm-hmm. We had a very short time frame to flip the space, but we did an awesome job. Our team was phenomenal. We got open in time. We had those games and a little bit of playoffs, and to experience it and be ready and tweak a few things as we needed to. And then RNC was a once in a lifetime experience.
Yeah.
And I think we're fully prepared now to really roll into this new season.
Yeah. So for fans that don't know, give us kind of the overview of Bars and Recs MKE. You have a lot of locations throughout the Milwaukee area. We'll talk about a new location later in the show too, but give us that overview sense of what the company's all about.
Yeah, so we originally started in 2012, just as Splash Studio, a painting bar. It was a little 2,600 square foot facility. Since then, now it's grown from that little painting bar, Splash Studio, to Nine Below, which is a build your own mini golf facility. Axe Milwaukee, which is Axe Throwing, North South Club.
Both on the east side of Milwaukee.
Those are both on the east side. Yep, exactly. North South Club, which is Axe Throwing and floor, like deck, like cruise ship style shuffleboard. And Amped Private Suite Karaoke, which if you like to sing and you like to do karaoke, my goodness, that is 10,000 square feet of private suites going with your friends and you can sing. And then obviously the new fashion, then you're kind of dangling the carrot of the new facility.
All right.
But yeah, there's five of them so far.
Marla and David Pointinger from Bars and Rec MKE join us. When we come back, I really want to get your insights as to what unique concepts and games and experiences are driving customer demand now. You do such a just a wonderful job at your locations about really, really being different. But I'm sure there's always something new coming. And how do you stay on top of all that? This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing, previewing tonight's home opener for your Milwaukee Bucks. When you're at Deer District, you will see the wonderful new fashion that overtook the former Punch Bowl social space. Now, wondering if there are any creative, I'm sure as you're negotiating and you're looking at, all right, we're taking over this huge space. We need to fill it. We need to activate it in a really good way. Were there concerns like, hey, you're taking over a national space and you are really local, but you have some really super cool local partnerships? Like, what? How do those thoughts from a business standpoint enter your mind, Marla?
Yeah, so I was a little nervous when we were starting the concepting for it because there was a lot of chatter, you know, in the ether about what's it going to be? It's right. Such an important space for the community. And I remember even you, Jeff, posted like, is it going to be a Nike store? Is it going to be a Trader Joe's? And people were throwing out all these great national brands. And I'm like, oh man, are they going to be disappointed that it's a locally owned, woman owned business going into this huge space? And, you know, it's just been awesome to see the community rally around us, be so supportive of a local brand taking over that huge space. And we've had such great response to us bringing in all of the local brews that we're bringing in and all the local food, all of the makers that we have in our retail store. It's been actually overwhelmingly positive.
Yeah.
And I think Milwaukee is really proud of that hyper-local focus that we're bringing to market. And so it's been a great energy so far.
Marla, why don't you talk about some of those local partnerships? I mean, forging those, I think, really kind of provided that, wow, this is Milwaukee's space.
Yeah. So we worked with Steph Davies from the Waxwing to curate all of our local makers in our retail store. We have Sprecher on tap for our custard stand. We work with Pete's Pops to have a lot of our desserts in our kids' custard area. So all of those, you know, really well-loved brands that you know and think about when you think about Milwaukee are front and center at the New Fashioned.
Marla and David Pointinger from Bars and Rec MKE joining us in studio today. So what's the hot game right now? You've done a wonderful job in market of bringing axe throwing and other similar elements into your spaces. When you look at opportunities, there's so much out there. And I think we always, especially in the Midwest, we're like, oh, we don't have this. How, when is this going to happen? Like, is it simulated racing? Is it immersive sports? Like, what's that next thing when you open your next venue?
Yeah, that's something that we're always constantly evaluating is what is the next, you know, we build these facilities and what are we actually going to build a facility around? The hot thing right now is hyper bowling. So in the New Fashioned, brand new bowling lanes, hyper bowling with touch sensitive rails that pop up out of the gutters.
Okay.
It turns bowling into a brand new kind of interactive, almost video game style. That's the hottest thing right now, in our opinion. What's the next hottest thing? Probably what we're going to put into West Dallas. And we're constantly balancing. Do we take something that we've seen someplace else and kind of put our spin on it, make it better?
Mm-hmm.
Or do we completely reinvent something or invent something brand new? You know, with Splash Studio, Axe Milwaukee, we weren't the first people to ever, you know, do axe throwing.
Right.
We were the first people where you could do a couple shots of tequila and then go take an axe and throw it, you know, 15 feet down a lane, right?
Right.
With Nine Below, there was never a build-your-own mini-golf facility before. We did that from scratch. And in West Dallas, we're going to see something that doesn't exist yet.
All right. When we come back, we'll hear all about the new West Dallas location, where you're starting to expand that footprint outside of the Milwaukee area. We'll learn all about it and much, much more. This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. Bucks Bulls home opener tonight at Fiserv Forum. Talking with Marla and David Pointinger from Bars and Rec MKE, the New Fashioned, gearing up for the new Bucks season. So as you look at hiring across all your restaurant and bar experiences in the Milwaukee area, how easy has hiring been? And are you feeling the kind of the impacts of price pressure in terms of the consumer lens?
Yes. That's an easy yes, Jeff.
It's hard all the time. So one of the things that is a real competitive advantage for us is that all of our employees work for Bars and Recreation. and they're cross-trained to work at all of our locations, which means that we can push and pull them wherever the demand is. So when we have a big Bucks game, we can send a bunch of employees to the new fashion. When we don't, or we have a big private event at Amped, for example, we can send a bunch of employees over there. That helps us a lot. But it still means that we need a lot of employees, and we need them to be well-trained everywhere. And that was really, really hard from COVID up until about December of 2024, right when we were opening the new fashion. So we got lucky in the sense that the market got a little bit easier to hire people when we were opening the new fashion. I think a lot of people were excited about that announcement. They were excited to come work for a locally woman-owned business. Mm-hmm. And we have some great, great, awesome team members right now working for us.
From a menu and pricing standpoint, yeah. are you hearing that from diners?
Yes. Pricing is always hard. And whenever we hear any pushback about pricing, we challenge our team to increase value. Find ways to make the experience, the food, the drinks better to justify those price points.
Yeah. And kind of being in that entertainment space already gives you that leg up for sure, because you're not only going to eat and drink, you're looking for that entire experience.
Exactly.
So as you bring that experience to a new market, to West Dallas, tell us about what that looks like. You're going to 63rd and National Avenue. It's the Castech building. It's like 12,000 square feet.
Correct.
Where are we in that process? When's opening day? And what's that all going to be about?
Here we go.
We are just about to start construction.
Okay.
And that should put us online for a late spring opening in West Dallas. We are very excited to be in West Dallas. Working with the mayor's office and the whole entire community over there has been very exciting for us. The building is awesome. It's a huge warehouse, like you said, about 12,000 square feet. Lots of parking lots, really easy access from National. And we are still keeping the concept a little close to the vest.
Come on.
I know.
Just tell us. We went through all this, like immersive sports,
small walkie,
pickleball,
I know,
ping pong. What is it?
Things disappear. However, I do not think it's going to be much longer until we reveal it. And we're really excited because it is something that has not been done, and we have not seen it done yet. And it will be accessible and easy for people to do, and hopefully a lot of fun.
Most likely some kind of group play model. Is that what you're seeing kind of nationwide that you want to bring to
That's
the area?
Right. Yep. It's going to be similar to our other bars and rec brands. So it's that same concept that you can play with your friends. You can bring a corporate team down to do it. But it's new and fresh.
All right. Well, we'll keep our eyes and ears open, and we'll have you back when you're ready to announce the concept.
That
but it's
fun.
Exciting for you to
that
continue to grow a local brand and expand outside of the city to West Dallas. Congratulations.
Thank
that's
you.
Great.
Thanks for
so
having us.
So if you're talking to somebody that's coming to the game tonight, I've got about 30 seconds here, but where are you taking them before the game? Obviously, you know, you have a wonderful locations, but how are you curating that experience for a first-time visitor to a Bucks game?
Yeah, well, obviously, you have to do hyperbowling at the new fashion. I mean, we're going to say that out loud for sure. But, I mean, you have to come to Deer District and experience the whole plaza, right? Like, you've got to get an insomnia cookie. You got to go and get the amazing fries from Good City, right? You got to get the cool from shake from...
Fat Tuesday.
Thank you.
Right. I'm here for you.
Yeah, you got my back on that one.
Husband and wife collaboration. That's what it's all about.
You know, like that's what the point of the plaza is to go and visit all the businesses, and you can actually take your alcohol all around the plaza and walk around and enjoy that experience. So that's what we want. And we work together as business owners to curate that experience. So come do that, park once. Visit all of these awesome places and go enjoy the game.
Very good. Go Bucks, the owners and operators of Bars and Rec MKE.